hear it.
Okay,
this is... Okay, this is what?
Starting.
Starting?
Okay. Yeah.
Starting. Okay, this is Neon Talk, what?
Number 30, I think.
30?
30.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
We're now a third of the way to 100. All right, now this time, we pre-tested, we set our levels, and I used a brand new plug. Now, hopefully it doesn't come out in the middle of the show, and you're listening to me directly off of my mic.
Yeah, I have no intention of pulling this thing out. This, my friends, is Mr. Don Shirley. Don Shirley with the solos. We need a little solo tonight.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I recognize the tune. It could happen to you. That's what it is.
You got it.
Am I right?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Okay.
100%. I knew you were going to get it.
He's got quite the classical flourish.
He does. I thought this was going to be some more honky-tonk getting down jazz, but that's kind of a...
we could do that if you like.
We could. That's kind of a cool cover. It's just, he kind of blends. I'd never thought about a piano and the bleachers like that, blending in like that.
Yeah. Now, remember the last time I did this? Help me.
Just don't get your cord stuck down there again.
Yeah, really. Yeah, because last time we attempted to do this, not only did we lose our connection with the phone, our microphones, and our turntable, but I kept getting my headphones jammed up in them. There were two places that it was getting caught, and I didn't know the second one until you left. But the actual microphone V part was caught up in this cord up there. So every time I moved the microphone, I was hanging myself.
Oh, my God.
So
we were doomed from the word go.
Yeah, we were. Also, get rid of your...
Yeah. Get rid of
that. I don't think we have to worry about popping on Facebook.
No, we don't have to worry about
You're probably in a better position to get that than I am.
Hold on a second now. There we go.
That's fine.
Get that scrim out of here. We don't need no stinking scrim.
Yeah, so you can take that off too.
See you later. That's it. So what's going on around here?
Well, let me get some glare out your back. There.
I need to get glare.
Now I can see your mug a little better.
Yeah, I have a story for you I wanted to talk about today.
Yep. You did.
I did. I interviewed a man by the name of Jim Self. And he is a career studio musician out of Hollywood, a very cool cat. He is a tuba player, he's a composer, he's in LA. He's been on over 1,500 soundtracks, and he's worked a lot with John Williams. And most everybody on the planet's probably heard of him. If you've watched a movie, I'm sure you've heard the tuba. But this is the thing that was interesting about the interview. I asked him, what's one of the nicest compliments you've ever gotten from a fan? And his answer was very interesting. He said, you know what? I actually was the voice of the spaceship in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Really?
John Williams hired him because the regular tuba guy was sick, and he was the one that played the tuba that went dun 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 dun.
And the rest of the bub 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 when they started talking to one another.
Yeah.
I'll be doggone.
That was him.
See, there was a guy I would like to have met, and I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Because I don't think the universal tune would have been da 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 da.
Right.
The universal tune. What's the one tune that every kid, no matter what culture, knows?
Ring Around the Posies?
Close. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that would be a very American way of putting a spin on things.
Of course, it would have taken away from the moment a little bit for Steven Spielberg. But I thought if you want a universal tune, you'll find it.
That's the perfect lead in to a joke that Anthony told me today that I should have told this guy.
Okay.
It's a knock knock joke.
Oh, great. I haven't done any of these in a while.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Tuba.
Tuba who?
Tuba toothpaste.
Thank you for
Good
that
night.
Very much.
I'm out of here. Bye, folks.
Man, this music is just sublime.
This is that thing that I talk to jazz musicians about, where they always start out in classical music and they cross over into the jazz. And this guy has got that. blend, that echoey hum of the classical music, but he's just punching in some of that jazz, just like, boom.
I can hear the discipline, and you could with guys like, great big band artist I'm trying to think of right quick. Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
Duke Ellington was also from the classical disciplines before he started doing jazz, and you can hear it.
He always had that classical heart in him.
Yeah.
I think his mom was really big on getting him trained early on, and he was, that's what she wanted him to do. You know, a lot of people dissuade their kids from wanting to get into music, but I think Duke's mom was like, go, fight, win. It doesn't matter how much you make.
I will push all my kids, including my present two daughters. One is playing the clarinet, and the other one is learning to play the guitar.
Nice.
And the one playing the clarinet has a beautiful voice. We're also getting her into voice lessons.
Very nice.
The other one, we were doing all ranges of the Star Spangled Banner, but we'll get there.
Yeah, right. It's a slow process.
Sure it is.
Sometimes you just gotta figure out how it works.
There was a time I could do a pretty good tenor.
Yeah.
You know, but my voice dropped over the years. Yeah. So I kind of crack my way through anything with any range anymore. I might as well do harmony and just leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dragging the bass clef.
Absolutely. Dragging it around on the ground.
Yeah, drag it around the ground a little. The trouble is that you put me in singing with a group of people.
Right.
And I can't help it. My ear follows the person next to me.
I got you.
I think most of us. So they always put me next to one of the... contraltos or the sopranos.
Right.
And they're not going to do it. They're going to do the melody, and I'm just going to follow along by virtue of the fact that it's going in one ear and telling me what to do.
So who was standing next to Bob Dylan during We Are the World? I wonder who was trying to follow his lead. She just threw it in my brain. I had to think about it for a minute. Can you imagine Michael Jackson trying to sound like Bob?
Oh my.
How do you blend those two together? How do you blend Bob Dylan and Michael?
Make that change.
Like a Rolling Stone. Mm. I mean, just...
Man.
It is. The possibilities.
Joni Mitchell was to say of Bob Dylan, here, Joni and him ultimately didn't get along too well because
right.
she was too truthful. She said, Bob actually had a pretty good voice.
Yeah.
It's just that he knew the microphone was on, and he just started doing that thing. As long the river flows thing he was doing.
Uh-huh.
You know who does a darn good imitation? I think I've already said this, but for those of you just joining us, you know who does a darn good imitation of Bob Dylan?
Who's that?
Joan Baez.
Oh, wow.
It's drop dead. It's drop dead good. She's got him down.
Wait, who played Bob in that film? Blanchett? Didn't Kate Blanchett played him?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he was played. That's who played him. He has a real unique cross-gender kind of thing going on with his life.
Yeah.
You know, it can get pulled off. So that's interesting. Very interesting.
Wow, some good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Steve Heckman out in Frisco. He got a hold of me recently.
Hey, Steve.
He sent over his brand new CD with Matt Clark called Some Other Time Slow Cafe, and that artwork on there is good looking. But anyway, he sent it over. I've listened to it. It's a great listen. I dig it. And it's going to be on next week's show. So
excellent.
It's going to happen. Uh-oh, look, who is that? Do you see Amanda right there? Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Amanda.
How are you out there?
For those of you watching this later, people are dropping in on the conversation as we speak and play the music underneath us, which is hopefully to some extent there.
Yeah, playing in the backdrop there.
Yes, we've had our technical challenges here the last couple of shows. I think the plug just fell out of the phone last time, frankly, because we had it.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
And then the one thing that we need to try to find is that guy Murphy, because his law is always lurking around these
No
parts.
Kidding.
Because once we find him, we're going to end it.
That guy's in charge of our engineering department. Sorry.
Sorry.
Hey, do what you can.
Seal of approval or unapproval, as the case may be.
Okay, one more time. What are we listening to here?
We are listening to Don Shirley. Don Shirley with the solos. And there he is in the bleachers right there. And he is just doing that thing. Oh, wait, Mr. Bill Denny, you're right. I'm glad you brought that up because we're full of stories. Did you know that I was related to Billy Joel for a little while?
No, how's
you didn't
it? No.
He, my grandfather, my dad's dad, my grandfather in New York,
yeah,
his sister was married to Billy Joel's, he had a brother married to Billy Joel's sister.
Yeah.
And it didn't last that long, but he had a good relationship with the guy, and they kind of kept around. But when I was a kid, Billy Joel used to send autographed pictures to Anthony and I, and it was awesome. And
wow.
We used to talk about it, and people would be like, nah, you weren't related to him. But yeah, it was cool. I actually saw him on my birthday about 10 years ago and told one of the guys up there, hey, can I go down there? My dad used to play marbles with Billy Joel. Can I go meet him?
Wow.
You know, he's from Long Island. The guy looked at me like, yeah, sure.
For a moment there, I thought you were going to tell me a joke. No, for real.
Tube of toothpaste is all I got. I got a couple went in my pencils, but we'll do that one later. But
give me concert tickets, will you?
I will get you concert. But this bouncer, he was massive, and he was looking at me. He was like, yeah, sure, I'll take you down there. You realize how many thousands of people say that their dads played marbles with Billy Joel in Long Island when they were kids.
Hey, I'm his personal physician.
I know him well.
Get out of here.
I have melatonin for him in my pocket. So, but yeah, anyway, no, thank you for bringing that up, because where would Billy Joel fit into early jazz? Billy Joel's whole early thing was, I think, a lot of it was jazz-based.
Yep.
You know?
Well, you could hear it in Piano Man.
Yeah, and I think there was a lot of that early rock and roll doo-wop thing that just had that jazz flavor to it.
Yeah, he was obviously a lover of the 1960s, was reliving it a lot in his music, but there was a jazz influence there.
Yeah, he had it going.
That's pretty general way.
What are you gonna do?
Well, sir, we got it's when the screen resets. We know
when the Windows XP comes up there that we are getting thin on time again.
And I thank you for listening, folks, here to Neon Talk, here in the Neon Jazz Studios.
One more look at Mr. Don Shirley. And yes, you can call him Shirley.
Enjoy the music,
my friends.
Booyah.
Neon Jazz.